Good morning. Welcome to Monday. Those who don't know me, my name's Phil. I'm part of the community here. Can I invite you to join in the responses on the screen, which are in bold type? O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Our Bible reading this morning is from the letter to the Philippians, the very beginning, chapter 1, verse 1. If you want to follow it in the Chapel Bibles, it's on page 1178. Philippians chapter 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. A moment to be still and reflect on those words and see what strikes us or catches our attention today. A few things that caught my attention on pondering this passage. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder what are the situations this day where we perhaps will need grace. May desire peace. What are the things which might have kept us awake overnight? What are the things we're looking forward to with some degree of trepidation, perhaps? Where might we need to know God's grace and God's peace this day? And then I'm struck by the word partnership and the fact that the writer of this letter always prays with joy because of your partnership in the gospel. Whether we are here in chapel or listening online this morning, we are together partners in the gospel, in the work of Jesus Christ. If it's not too scary a thing to do this morning, I invite you just to turn around and look at the other people who are in chapel. Yes, together we are partners in this work, in this task. It wasn't too scary to do that, was it? It was okay, really. We are partners together. I wonder how this day we might bring joy to one another. And then this sense in the final verse that the work is not solely ours. A good work has been begun in us, and it will be carried to completion, ultimately by God. It is God who begun the good work in us, and God will continue it until the day of Christ Jesus. So I invite us to pray this morning for the grace and peace of God in our lives, in the situations we're facing. Grace and peace for our world, the situations which others are facing this day. Let us pray for one another and our partnership in the gospel. And let us pray for God's strength for this day, because God will give us enough for what we need for this day, that we might carry on with the work to which we are called. Whatever that work, whatever that being, whatever that activity might look like for us today, let us pray that God will give us strength, that God will be with us for this day. As we pray, it'll be a Teze track playing, My Peace I Leave You, which takes me back to those words which the risen Jesus offered to his friends, the disciples, when they were afraid. My peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be afraid. Shall we join our prayers together in the words of the Lord's Prayer in whatever version or language is most familiar to us? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Closing prayer. Can I invite us to say this together? May God help us to live simply, laugh often, and love deeply. May we see the face of Christ in everyone we meet. May everyone we meet see the face of Christ in us. Amen. Thank you, one and all, for joining together to pray this day. Breakfast will be served downstairs in a few moments. As we go out, some people are already going out, but as we go out, there'll be a song to listen to. if we wish.